I'll just support Sarah in, when we just spoke about, converting this to the sort and how it integrates with the meat language. So if I can just share with you a very basic, simple example of where this has happened recently for us, and we've been able to integrate the bovine language into the meat language. There's some discussions around at the moment in Australian industry circles about breed claim for trade description for breed claims and whether they're Angus claims or Hereford claims and the like. So what we've actually been able to do, and we as custodians of animal raising claims, and be that breed claims, have actually been able to write into that particular standard now the use of the breed descriptions that come directly from the bovine livestock language. So we're now somewhat writing it in as a requirement that producers, when they consign livestock, if they intend to make a claim that relates to a particular breed, that they must use those breed codes, and that our auditors will be checking and verifying that at audit. So that's just one very basic example of how we're integrating that now into the meat language as well. So thank you.